This is KCUR 89.3. 78-year-old Bill Snyder is the oldest coach in the top division of NCAA college football. He ended his 26th season as coach of the Kansas State Wildcats Tuesday night with a 35-17 win over UCLA in the Cactus Bowl. Snyder's contract has a provision that says he can remain coach as long as he wants. But he said earlier this month that he's not sure whether he'll return for the 2018 season. And as KCUR's Greg Eklund reports, that uncertainty is making K-State fans apprehensive.
The four-lane road that connects Manhattan, Kansas, and Interstate 70 is called Bill Snyder Highway for a reason. It's wider and carries more traffic now than when he first became head coach in 1989. Since then, Snyder has amassed more than 200 wins, only the sixth college football coach to accomplish that for one football program.
He's put the wind in the sail, and he's brought notice to Manhattan.
That's Brad Everett, a general manager of a hotel in Manhattan who grew up here. Everett has seen firsthand how Manhattan's hotel business has grown since even 1995, with the number of available rooms almost doubling from around 700 to close to 1,400.
The economic winds have certainly carried, especially on the weekends, from the hotel standpoint, where we'd cry and wish and hope for rooms to be sold, where we had eventually require two nights for people to go ahead and stay, which they were.
But it isn't just about hotel rooms and better roads. From 2011 to 2015, K-State put people to work and spent about $205 million to improve its athletic facilities. 87% of that money went to improvements toward football. The 50,000-capacity stadium hardly resembles the 35-seat venue that opened almost 50 years ago. Neither do today's teams compared to back then.
I was there before Bill Snyder was there, and I was there while Bill Snyder was showing up. So it's like, we were nothing.
Michael Johnson lives in Arizona, so it was a given he'd be at the Cactus Bowl in Phoenix, where purple dotted the stadium.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the moment we've all been waiting for, the kickoff to the 29th annual Cactus Bowl.
He and other Wildcat fans have emerged from a slumber that lasted for decades before Snyder. Three times in the last 5 years, K-State was second in the nation for filling its home stadium at capacity. But there's a bit of uncertainty going forward. Snyder said last week that he doesn't know whether he'll coach in 2018. Almost a year ago, Snyder was diagnosed with cancer, but it's in remission after treatment.
I need to have more dialogue with my family. I've had dialogue with our administration, and I need a little bit more dialogue with them.
That has fans like Sid Winter, a former Kansan who lives in Chandler, Arizona, worried about what comes next.
Yeah, when Coach steps away, I think we should all, because we saw what happened in 3 years when he did step away.
Winter is referring to when Snyder stepped away for three seasons in the mid-2000s when K-State hired Ron Prince. Prince had two losing seasons, prompting Snyder to return. Since then, the Wildcats have gone to 8 straight bowl games. There is someone waiting in the wings who could take over, Snyder's son, Sean, who's an assistant coach. But it's hard to gauge Snyder's next move, as Topeka Capital Journal beat writer Ken Corbett says.
Oh, it's impossible to get into what he's thinking. So, you know, he doesn't give anything away. So, and I don't even know how much he gives away to his staff or his family.
One thing is for sure, Snyder knows how to coach. He's one of the few to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame while still on the job. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.